Welcome to the Trisexuals, a podcast about spreading your legs and opening your mind. Please be advised that you must be over 18 years of age to ride. Remember that the Trisexuals cover adult themes and concepts, and oftentimes use salty language.
The fucking fucktards from fucking hell!
For your safety and the safety of others, please keep your hands in your pants at all times. Enjoy the ride!
I find testicles at work all the time, and I want to just, like, start putting them in a jar.
Have a sex toy, we'll try it. Have a fetish, we'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Welcome to the main event, the Trisexuals Podcast. I'm Max Chameleon, and introducing the sexy and sly Lily Chameleon, and our amazingly smart and similarly pretty Kid Curious. Now, let's get ready to talk sex toys. I like to just throw in stuff to just set everyone off balance at the beginning of the podcast. I think it adds a certain flair of nonsense.
Yeah, because we never know what's going to come out of your mouth or out of your head.
Yeah, that's true. And I never know when I'm blindfolded what's going to go into my back end. So.
Oh yeah, that did happen to me.
So, welcome to the podcast. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
All right, so I think we have lots of updates today. So, Kit, why don't you start us off?
Well, one of the exciting things we have coming up is another giveaway.
Another giveaway?
Yay!
Yes, and I am not going to spoil it and talk about exactly what it is, but I will tell you this much. We have some fantasy toys coming up for our giveaway, and it's going to be really cool. Oh. Also, I am celebrating my first blogiversary, so my Kit account itself actually is having a giveaway right now.
Well, you've only been around for a year?
I have been around for a year, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
I actually started on Twitter in January, but I didn't really get my blog going until February. So that's kind of a fun and special thing. So I have a really fun toy by an Etsy shop, Kudu Voodoo, and she's got this wonderful rainbow blizzard-colored laughing dragon. It is quite the toy. So
I've heard all sorts of cool things about Kudu Voodoo, and she's also been hanging out in our Trisexuals chat, which has been
really
exciting.
Fun to talk
showing like a lot of the cool toys she's working on. That's awesome, Kit.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. So, and a couple other things we've got going on. I just put up a Fantasy Toys Under $50 post. And so I have gone through Etsy, all the companies that I know of, any suggestions people have given me. And I've put up a list of where you can go and find these different toys. And it's really, I'm keeping it updated. So as I find new things, I go in, I put them in. It's going to be kind of a fun thing. And because of all of the new Etsy shops and things I've sort of been discovering, I'm working on some Etsy shop guides. So you're going to see those come out in the near future. And that's going to be a really good little resource for fantasy toys.
So sex toys, fantasy toys under $50. Fantasy toys are usually really expensive. Did you find a lot of places that you could get sex toys for under $50?
I did. I actually found a lot of different places.
No kidding.
A lot of them are Etsy shops, but there are actually quite a few that are from places like Frisky Beast and whatnot. If you get the smaller sizes, you know, I don't know of any large or even, you know, medium size, which is still pretty big, that are under 50. But if you are good with minis and smalls, there's actually quite a few out there. And exotic erotics, too.
So point for the pansy poopers out there.
Yes.
And the pansy vulvas, we can't forget them.
Yes, right here. So I've also released quite a few reviews, and I'm not really going to go into every single little toy because I don't want to go through all 15 right here, but I did review something from Tales and Toys.
Wait, Kit, go back. Did you just say you released 15 reviews?
Yes. Well, counting posts. Yeah, I've been a busy bee. Ever since I switched to audio reviews, I've stopped being such, like, a super uber perfectionist to the point where I'm making corrections that don't, you know, really make any difference at all. So I'm actually able to get reviews done. Yay. That's my way of celebrating my blogiversary.
Anything where we could get more kit content.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I've been a busy bee, but, I did get something up by Brandy of Tales and Portholes, who we're going to be talking with a little bit later, the Abyssal King, and it's actually a fun little glow-in-the-dark and sparkly toy, so I'm guarding this with my life since her shop is now closed. I'm really sad about that, but I do have that up, so you can still go take a look at it, because it's really a fun and interesting little thing.
Ah, excellent. Now, speaking of audio reviews, Carnal Chameleon, we've decided, Lily and I together have decided that we're also going to switch over to audio reviews. It's because my voice is just so sexy, I just can't imagine depriving you poor listeners of the amazing, silky, velvety, chocolatey voice of
mine. Oh, whatever, Max. Tell the truth. You really are just sick and tired of writing.
I am really sick and tired of writing. So we actually have released two reviews, unlike Kit's 15, holy mackerel. But we have released a review for the Split Peaches Unicorn Horn and Be Swish Be Bold. So look forward to checking those out and let us know what you think, if you like the new format or whatever. It works very well for us. And of course, if you're not a fan of audio reviews, we also have transcripts for ours, so you can read the text version of it. And I'm almost as funny in the transcripts, not quite as much as when I write it out, but...
And don't worry, you will still see all my awesome photos.
That's true, yes. The photos will not change at all. In fact, this leaves us more time to do photos and a lot of the stuff that we really like to do.
And I have to say, Lily, your photos are amazing. What you did with the unicorn horn, with the hooves, and all of the, like, fluffy fur, which I don't even know how you managed to keep the fur off the horn.
I can tell you there was a lot of grunting and swearing while I was taking those photos.
And usually Lily does 99% of the photo stuff, right? But oftentimes I'm there just with a wet paper towel and a dry paper towel between shots, like wiping off and then getting stuff ready. You need like multiple hands to get to pull that sort of thing off. But thank you for your compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I reviewed the unicorn horn too, and of course, you know, I'm like, oh, there's a hair on the thing, or I'll f*** it, whatever. You know, I look at your pictures and I was like, oh my god, these
did
could go on my wall.
Did you just drop an F-bomb?
Whoa, holy shit, I think she did.
Oh my god.
Oh, I do all the time. Don't act so surprised.
My virgin ears.
Well, I always said if you were My Little Pony, you'd be Fluttershy. And I just can't imagine Fluttershy dropping the F-bomb, so I don't know.
She turns into the Hulk, though, in some of those episodes. So,
That's true.
I'm very much very much Fluttershy.
So, welcome to the Trisexuals Pony edition of the podcast.
So, wait, would you be... Who would you be?
Well, there's not a lot of guys on
there
show.
Is actually...
I mean, either Doctor Who's or Spike or the Apple dude.
And don't forget Shiny Hooves.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But anyway, this is way off topic. We need to get back here. So, my fellow trisexuals, what have we been playing with? Allow me to start. I have not been playing with anything lately. I have been busy working on review stuff, so I'm not going to talk about those toys I've been playing with. But I will tell you that the next toy that I'm going to review is a borrowed Snowball by Bad Dragon. So I'm looking forward to that. In case you don't know, that is a deer... Well, how else to say it? A deer butt. There's no elegant way to say it. It's a deer butt toy by Bad Dragon. And... it'll be a lot of fun. So we're going to try that out.
And I'm sort of in the similar boat with Max. I have other reviews that are coming out that I'm not going to talk about. But my next one I'm going to work on is actually the Mechanical Animal 1.5 by Frisky Beast. I know I've had this a while and I can't wait to start playing with this.
Okay, so what I've been playing with, I've got two kind of special things here to share. One of them actually is something I've never seen any other toy with all of these features combined at once. This is the Growler inflatable by Primal Hardware. Actually, it's got an inflatable knot, which I've seen before, but it also has a cum tube and it's body safe. So that's it's really kind of a special toy. It's a big, huge one. So if you're a size queen, you're really going to love this. I didn't know this, but actually Primal Hardware does all of their sculpting and things by hand. So they only have one size available, but it's still fun. I can still get about half of the toy in and enjoy the cum tube, and it's got kind of a werewolf color to it. So I talk all about that in one of the reviews I just released, but that's something really special and worth checking out.
I really love the Growler. I wish that I would have any hope of fitting it, but I don't. It's
your
way too big.
It's a big one. It's long and it's girthy. And I think the knot when it's fully inflated is like 3.5 inches in diameter. Yeah. So, but I can't quite even reach the knot. Like, I only have about, 5 inches of length I can take in. So I don't even have to worry about the knot.
Kid, I've heard you've been riding some horses lately.
Yes. Now, this one I'm super excited about because every now and then, you find a toy that you just really, really click with. And I found one. This is the Trojan Horse by Exotic Erotics. And this has sort of earned a little permanent spot in my play space. A lot of toys come in and out. But it's got this flare around the edge. So it's an equine toy. It's got all these nice little robotic details. But it's got this flare, and the flare has little bitty ribs and ridges. And I will tell you what, that is amazing. So I found one of my favorite toys in my whole collection. And that's a super good find. So I go all into that and gush over it in the review on my site too. So there's a little sneak peek for you.
So I guess that's one horse that gets the blue ribbon from Kit.
Yes, exactly. I get the blue ribbon. I'm stealing that now.
So now, for the rest of the podcast, we actually have a fun little segment this time. We got to talk to the creator and owner of Tales and Portholes, Brandy. So let's check it out.
Hey everybody, so the Trisexuals are here with Brandy, who is the owner and operator of Tales and Portholes. Hi Brandy!
Hi Brandy!
And some of our readers on Connor Chameleon might be familiar with Brandy from the little segment we did on Artist Story about her, so she does all sorts of fun stuff. We also have here, more importantly to me, Judge the Motorcycle Dog. I'm a big fan of his. I don't know if he'll be saying much, though, but, we'll see.
So, Brandy, what's your favorite sex position?
Any position that includes a liberator pillow.
Ooh.
Good answer.
This podcast brought to you by Liberators.
Hi, Judge.
I have two of them, actually. So, I've got the U-shaped one that's got, the mount for dildos.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got the little heart-shaped wedge.
Hi, Judge. Did you just...
Yeah, I've got the bonbon and the wedge. And then my other friend, he got their big ramp before it was the ramp wedge set, right when they first came out, and it still looks brand new. Liberator, just because of how washable that material is.
Oh, yeah, and it feels nice on the skin, too.
And it doesn't slide.
Yeah, it doesn't slide. That's the most amazing thing. I think we have a picture from our review of it. I could be wrong, where we have the ramp standing up, and then the wedge, just stuck to the side of it. It's
like Velcro.
Yeah, it's like Velcro without, if you move it. Oh, God. Now I'm going to be getting the physics. I don't know. But if you pull it straight off, it's fine. But if you, try to do any friction against the two surfaces,
they
stick like crazy.
Right.
Good stuff. So Brandy, you were on our artist story, and remind me, what are some of the things we talked about on there?
I think you mostly just talked about the nautical aspect of it and how I got started into sex toys, which was I worked at Fascinations and was surrounded by sex toys, but I wanted to get practice with silicone to eventually make a silicone mermaid tail.
Oh,
that's those awesome. Are beautiful. Those are just gorgeous.
Which, for anyone that doesn't know, those are fully swimmable. You don't just, like, sit around in a tail that looks real. Think Splash with Madison and Tom Hanks. I can't remember the actress's name. Daryl something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was one of the first ever silicone tails seen on film. It was made by Tom Schouse. He's still making tails. They go for about $10,000, but you can get a nicer-looking tail from Marbella's or Finfolk or Pearly May for about $3,500.
I think that's the type of tail that I tried when we were at...
No, you tried a fabric one, which is, like, it was only, like...
Was it fabric?
Stretchy spandex?
Yeah, like, stretchy spandex. Oh, yeah. And those are not expensive. Those
no, they're, like, $100.
Yeah.
You can get one from FinFun.
Right, right.
So
these silicone tails, do they come with SPHs?
No.
Oh, darn. No.
Like, you're welcome to cut one. Actually, no,
So for those listeners that don't know, an SPH is a strategically placed hole.
I take that back. The Mertailer, who I...
Well, I'm going to have to ask you to hold the phone right there. Mertailer?
M-E-R. I can't even say it. That's M-E-R.
Not
Taylor.
M-U-R.
M-E-R. Yes, like I know, Merman but still, Taylor.
It's like a Merman like this is a specific kind of
thing. Yeah, so it's another maker, just like Finfolk or Marbella. But he's been making tails for a while, and I'm mildly against him just because of certain reviews that I've read. Like, I just don't trust him if I was going to order one. But he did make a tail for a porn star that had a modeled vagina on the back.
Oh, on the back.
Yeah, so that you would do doggy style.
Dogfish style, I think you mean.
And it had a hole, and the rumor was that it was going to be included in some porn that she was in, and she paid for the tail herself. But we have yet to see anything of it. And plenty of mermaids in the mermaid community have been keeping an eye out for that tail. Because everyone was like, okay, whether or not you approve of him actually making this, I want to see this in action.
Yeah. So there's like a mermaid network.
Yes, right? It's actually called the Mer Network. Good job.
This is amazing.
I'm going to have to like Google that right now.
We're going to have you send us links to all this stuff. So what I'm wondering, though, is what is it, the midnight bark from that Disney movie where the dogs have to get in touch with one another?
I think it's
Twilight Bark.
The Twilight Bark. So the mermaids have a similar thing.
Like they've got Twilight the Mer Network. We have meetups as well. Depending on what area you're from, like Colorado has a lot of mermaids, but we're all kind of spaced out and we're landlocked.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Like we're landlocked, so it's kind of unfortunate.
Everyone that lives in the land is dreaming of being in the ocean.
Right. And like if you get if you go to Florida, they have like I think like monthly or weekly meetups where they just go swim. And then my friend in Texas, Asun, the mermaid, she's got her own Facebook page. She goes to a monthly meetup, and she recently had, like, the silicone tail that I fixed, and the color combination, Midnight Opal, is based off of her tail.
Oh, yeah. I think you were sending us pictures of that. And that was in the Trisexuals chat, by the way, on Telegram, which you should check out. If you're there, you can actually talk to Brandy and the other Trisexuals and have a lot of fun there and see mermaid tails.
We need more night owls.
We need more what?
Night owls. I work nights at the vet clinic, and I'm just like, no one's awake.
All right. Most of us have 9 to 5.
So if you work at night, or if you're based in England or something like that, pop on and say hi to Brandy. She could use some company.
I need someone to ramble at about stupid dogs.
So getting back to, you worked at a sex toy, right? A sex toy store?
So if you live in Colorado or Arizona or New Mexico, you're probably familiar with the Fascinations chain.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked at 2 different Fascinations here in Colorado.
That is so interesting. Now, as a person who, you know, makes sex toys, probably uses sex toys.
Probably.
That must have been like a kid in a candy store.
I did not make sex toys when I started working there.
Oh, really?
And I didn't hardly have any when I started working there. Because they're expensive. So I ended up getting a bunch of Tandis toys. I got a bunch of Fun Factory toys. I absolutely love Fun Factory. I got a couple of Evolved toys. So I, and then like we'd have vendor meetups where they would give us like free samples, and I cannot tell you how much lube I have tested.
And I actually know that you have some problems with sensitivity to certain lubes, right? So that must have been a very educational experience, finding out like which lubes worked for you and which didn't.
Yes. Right? So there's only one lube that I use, which is the Slickwood C, which I could probably use any of the Slickwood line, but I prefer the C just because it's got a seaweed base in it, so it feels more real.
Okay.
Like, it feels more natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it's water-based, so it's safe with toys. And it lasts, like, it lasts almost as long as a silicone lube, but it doesn't have that weird oily feel that you get from
and,
silicone.
And I tell you, that's toy safe and everything.
And it's toy safe.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to give that a shot.
It's got a nice viscosity to it.
We've,
I really like
we've
it.
We've been stuck on the Bad Dragon lube for a while because it's water-based.
It's so expensive.
I like playing with it because it's so stringy.
Yeah. Now, does
like,
that, do you have any sensitivity issues with that one?
I haven't hardly used that one.
Okay.
So, like, we haven't gone out of our way to order lube online. We've got J Lube, which we keep around.
Yes, J Lube.
But I don't use that one. That's entirely Zach. Like,
yeah.
And that's for, we need a mound of lube that's not going in me. So, like, he keeps it in a mustard bottle because it's microwavable, so we can warm it up.
Right.
And we just, like, it goes everywhere, and you know.
No, I can't remember if we've talked about J-Lube before on this show, but unless I'm mistaken, J-Lube was actually originally intended. It's a powdered
substance. It's a veterinary substance. Lube.
What's that?
It's a veterinary lube.
That's what I thought, for like cow inseminations and stuff like that, right? Yeah.
Other crap that involves reaching into animals.
Reaching into animals. That's exactly how I like to think about my sex life, really.
Everyone has a hole. Everything has a hole.
Everyone
You'd be surprised.
Has a hole sometimes. So you have sensitivities to certain types of lubricants. Now, Brandy, do you have any sensitivities to different types of toys, like materials?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So a lot of the lower grade toys... I don't care what you read on the packaging, because the packaging lies, promise.
Absolutely.
Always.
They'll have latex, and I'm allergic to latex, or they'll have, just a lot, like, they don't even list the total ingredients. They'll say proprietary blend.
Yes. You want to stay away from anything that
proprietary
says
proprietary blend.
And, might they also say something like include silicone, and like maybe silicone is one of the ingredients?
Right, right. They'll be like, oh, it's a sila gel or something like that.
Or
you
the
know.
Inner layer is silicone. The outer layer, you have no idea.
Yeah, so you've got to be really careful about what's in the toys. But there were toys when I worked at Fascinations that I couldn't even hold in my hand.
Oh, wow, okay.
Like, if someone was like, I want to see this toy, I would open the package and then just be like, here you go, you pull it out, I can't touch this. You know, and they'd be like, oh, why not? And I'd be like, well, it breaks me out in a rash because this toy is shit.
I had the same thing. I actually had a review on my site, too. Before I started them, I was just barely starting blogging, and I saw Sila gel, and I thought, that's kind of like silicone, and I got it, and yeah, I got a big rash on my hands. I had to throw the thing away. They smell bad, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine putting it in my body when it smells that awful.
I'm the same way with, I think we had,
It was like it was some sort of gel toy.
No, it was a jelly toy, but it was also, it started with a V, like a vinyl.
Oh, we've had a jelly toy and we had a vinyl toy.
And, oh God, yeah. it was basically a chemical burn. It was awful.
So, that's what it is. I'm glad that Kit mentioned the smell. Because
okay.
I sent Max the list about phthalates.
Which I failed to read.
Which
so.
He failed to read. But he has them.
He'll punish his pansy pooper later.
Ooh.
But phthalates are what you're smelling.
Okay,
that's the
smell.
And so, like, if you've ever opened a box, like, with an inflatable pool in it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because phthalates are used to, like, strengthen rubbers and soften rubbers and stuff like that. I think it's mostly to soften them.
So these phthalates are not something you want inside of your body.
No. No. And there's been a bunch of, testing done on that, because everything has phthalates in it. There's airborne phthalates, there's phthalates in linoleum, there's phthalates in your water bottle. Like, phthalates are used everywhere. So, like, you'll get people that are like, oh, phthalates cause cancer, which is kind of the go-to for, you know, this is bad, so it causes cancer. But there's been no evidence to prove that it
so
causes
it's not
cancer.
So simple as just
no,
it
it's not
cancer.
That simple. However, children raised in homes with linoleum floors that have a lot of airborne phthalates have shown to have more breathing difficulties. And rodents that are exposed to phylates are shown to have birth defects and genital malformities. Fun fact.
That's a fun fact, but that's a very heavy fact. That's
yes.
really heavy stuff to think about.
And this is what a lot of toys out there are made from.
Yes, yeah. And phylates have been banned for use in the European Union in children's toys because children will put things in their mouth.
Absolutely.
And they consider that intimate contact. So it's been banned for children because of intimate contact. But if you'll notice, at least in America, all adult toys on their packaging says for novelty.
I was just going to say that because it drives me crazy all the time for novelty.
That's why.
And I knew it had something to do with they didn't want.
They don't have any regulations in America.
Yeah.
That is definitely something that probably needs to change. We need to have a little bit more regulation.
These companies are sitting here pretending like, oh, yeah, all of our users are not actually putting these in their body. It's just
right.
a big joke.
It
it's just
looks
novelty.
Like a giant penis for no reason. And, I mean, you'll see it on Tantus packaging, too. So you've got to do your research. You've got to know the company. You've got
to
know who's
actually. Yeah, and
Tantus,
to be clear, we know is good.
Tantus is a great
very
company.
Good. They are one of the ones that kind of led the way in this.
Yeah. And I mean, on top of having phylates, a lot of the lower grade toys, like vinyl, like jelly, like, you know, whatever they want to call it, silogel, they're porous. So right. even if you don't get a chemical burn from it, it's still going to absorb your bodily fluids and grow mold.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, even if it's, you know, you put it in your dishwasher to clean it, it's not going to get all of those little inner.
That can take high temperatures.
I boil my silicone.
Okay.
I straight up
to clean it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant when making it or something.
No. And you can take a silicone toy. I've got a video on my YouTube where I took one of my flops and I held a lighter to it. Pure silicone won't light on fire. You get one of those cheap toys that's like jelly or silogel, you can start forest fires with that shit because they don't stop burning.
Right. Those noxious chemicals and stuff.
So, pyros out there, please don't use these toys.
Don't use them anyway.
Other thing about the cheap toys, too, I know my very first toys were jelly toys, and I just sort of kept them all in a drawer together. And after a few years, they started to melt and get, like, gooey and gushy and stick together, and they really broke down and were gross. And silicone toys don't do that. And
not
you can store your silicone toys together. Sometimes I see people have worries about that, and it has nothing to do with, you know, silicone stores together well. It's these jelly toys that don't and that break each other down that are pretty gross when they do.
I think it's funny that you say it took a couple of years for them to melt, because we would get toys in that we're already starting to melt just for touching their own packaging.
Oh,
jeez.
So it'll, like, you'll look at the package and, like, customers will be like, oh, it looks like it's sweating, like a glass
of sweat.
Oh,
I've definitely seen that before.
I have seen that.
Yep, and it's, the chemicals are not.
They're seeping out, right?
They're
like
seeping
something's breaking
because,
down.
Yeah, the chemicals are breaking down because they're touching the package.
Oh my god.
Oh,
so it does, like, some toys, I'm sure, it'll take years for them to melt, but some toys will melt within a matter of hours if they touch each other.
And I'm sure the colors don't stay for very long either.
Oh no.
Well,
they melt and goop.
Well, the one that we had turned, like started off bright pink and then it turned brown.
It faded?
Yeah, it turned like a different color, like it oxidized
weird.
Or something.
It looks like rust.
Not a good sign. But there's one thing, like, as I'm hearing this, like, as you listeners know, like, we're all involved in the sex industry in some way. You know, we review sex toys. Brandy makes sex toys, has worked at a place. Even we, in our lifetimes, have ended up with these.
Right.
These
unsafe,
god-awful toys. And the reason I bring that up is because I think it's important to know that you shouldn't feel bad if you purchase one of these, or you should, you know, from now on when you purchase stuff, look and be careful about it. But if you have one of these, don't be like, oh man, I'm such an idiot. What was I thinking?
Right.
Like,
everybody's been there.
Everybody, oh, yeah. We've all been there. All of us have all had to go through that. And then on the other note of that, like, because I had this problem because I'm such a penny miser. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to throw that toy out. I'm just going to keep using it, whatever. Like, just do yourself a favor. Just get rid of it. It's not worth it.
Pay the bigger bucks for a nicer toy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe nothing's going to happen, but maybe something will happen. It's not worth it. Use this as an excuse to throw it away and buy something new and exciting that you really want.
And a lot of toy companies out there, I know what's the one in London? Love Honey will actually have days where you can submit like all of your bad toys that you've gotten, and they'll dispose of it for you.
Right, because because of the chemicals, you've got to dispose of it, right?
Yeah, and I think they give you a credit. And I don't know if that applies to the U.S., but I remember watching that show, Frisky Business, and they did that. Yeah. So
Can I just say, women or anyone who's out there and is shopping for toys with a partner, I've seen this multiple times, and it makes me want to beat people. If the store associate sends you links and tries to tell you about body safety with toys, and your partner says, her vagina can take it, leave them. That is a line I never want to hear again.
People have said that?
That's a quote.
That's horrible.
Wow.
That's a quote. I felt really sorry for the woman because, you know, God knows what else he was doing, because she was just kind of standing behind him looking like a mouse, and he's this big.
Wait, so the guy said her vagina
can take it? Yeah, he was buying like.
Oh, I thought for some reason you said the girl was saying my vagina can take it.
Okay. No, if any of your partners says anything like that when you try to pose safety, or anyone tries to pose safety, leave them, please.
There's plenty of play that you can do if you're into, like, you know, causing light amounts of pain and stuff like that. There's safe ways to do that. You don't have to cause
chemical burns. There's ways to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was buying like the crappiest double-ended toy that we have. Like, it reeked of the worst inflatable swimming pool you've ever seen. And we were like, this has been known to cause chemical burns. You're gonna, if you use it, please put a condom over it.
Right, right.
You know, and she's standing there and is like listening to us and looks avid and is paying attention. And he literally slaps it on the counter and he's like, her vagina can take it. Jesus. Ring me out.
Wow.
Yeah. So if your partner does that when you try, or anyone tries to pose safety about anything sexual or anything, please leave them. That's a sign.
Man, this reminds me when Lily and I go to Burger King and I order two, like, Whoppers, and she's like, don't worry, his body can take it.
Or how about, better yet, when you decide to eat two whole bags of lemon Oreos?
Or a judge who decided to eat 3 pounds of pizza.
Yes, I would like to dedicate this segment of the podcast to our friend, Judge, who ate almost an entire pizza.
He has no self-control.
No self-control. I feel for you, Judge. I eat pizza until I get sick, too. Not quite that sick. That's a little far. So one interesting thing that I have in my mind, and unless you guys want to talk about something different, because I've always wondered about sex toy shops in general. When I started, you know, getting into, you know, sexual exploration, stuff like this. Like, all I'd known about sex stores before that was this very close-minded, like, oh, only these sketchy guys go there.
The creepers and the arcades in the back.
Yeah, with the arcades and all that stuff. Yeah. And so, like, I was afraid to go in there, but the first sex store that I went to back in Rochester, New York, was actually quite nice, and the staff was nice, and the only person who felt awkward and strange was me, because I had all these crazy ideas in my head. And I guess the reason I bring this up is because So Brandy, having worked at one of these stores, like, what can you tell us about, like, the sort of people that go to sex stores, or...
Oh, God, everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody goes to sex stores.
So the stigma is not so much...
There are still creepy sex stores.
Okay.
Okay, so there are still creepy sex stores. They're generally the ones that are advertising, oh, we've got arcades, you know, that sort of thing. Like, they don't have any windows... Fascinations was trying to be more of a boutique, so we sold clothes and lingerie and stuff. As we were pretty open, and I mean, we get all types.
Sure.
We would, like, I talked to a guy who had been to Vietnam, and he came in to buy DVDs, and he spent like an hour telling me how beautiful the beaches of Vietnam were.
Oh, yeah.
And then I talked to another woman who, I don't know what she was, but she looked like a school teacher. Like, she had, like, the high collar button up, like a librarian or something. And she came in, and she looked like she was going to cry. She was so nervous.
Oh, right.
And she was like, I want to try to squirt.
She must have listened to our episode on spots.
It was so cute, though, because, like, she was, like, you know, shorter than me, and I'm only 5'5". Yeah. And she was just scared.
actually harder for me to go into a store because
there's that stigma.
There's the stigma if I want to go in and be interested in my sexuality. Yeah, are considered a slut, a whore, or whatever.
Or guys in there are going to be like, oh, here comes a girl that's like interested in sex and I can like engage.
Flock to her.
Yeah, like, oh. Yeah, that sort of stuff. Yeah, well, I'm glad that that whole thing is changing. So, do you have like one particular, I mean, the one story you told us about the guy says my, you know, wife's vagina can take this.
There's so many.
Oh man, there's your top one.
Like, I don't even remember. I used to just come home and tell them. Well, the little shy woman was adorable because she held my hand the entire time. Like, I just walked her around the store holding her hand. There was a lesbian couple who came in with one of the girl's grandmothers.
Mm.
And the lesbian couple walked up to me and they were like they introduced her. They were like, this is my grandmother and she doesn't know what a clitoris is. And can you please help her?
Right, right.
And I was like, okay. You know? And so, like, yeah. I just walked around the store educating this 90-year-old woman.
Okay, I was curious how you were going to teach that. Be like, this is what a clitoris is.
That it existed. And right, she had just done the, you know, think of Britain thing with her husband until he died. And then her, I guess her lesbian granddaughter heard about that and was like, what do you mean? You've never had an orgasm. No.
Yeah, and that sort of stuff. I've heard stories like that all the time. Mm-hmm. They don't know. They don't know a lot about STDs. They don't know a lot about the clitoris. I mean, it was amazing how many people didn't know about that orgasms, that females could orgasm.
Right.
All sorts of stuff like this. You
wasn't
know,
it like, wasn't it back in the 50s? They were like, oh, women can't have orgasm. That's, you know.
I don't know when it was, but I know that was a thing. And
clearly I'm so
that,
happy it's changed.
Not only do I know that women could have orgasms, but all of our neighbors on this planet know that women could have orgasms. Everyone's aware of that. So, Kit, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I happen to know that you grew up in a small town. Have you ever been to a sex store? Have you, and if you did, what was your first experience like?
You know, I did go to a sex store. There weren't any for, 500 miles or more. So Jesus. I made a road trip to go to a sex shop. Yeah, I actually did. And, It was one of the creepiest, dirtiest, like the floors weren't clean, like it was the horror story that Max described, smoke the pillows out, and I thought, my God, what am I doing here? So I went right back out and yeah, went home but luckily I maintained interest in, you know, the sex world and I know there are not much better places out there now than that, but there are a few of those places that give everything else a bad rap. So yeah, that was
There's a sex store in my teeny tiny little hometown. There's always been one. Like, it took us forever to get a Walmart, but we had a sex store. And, I had brought home a pair of pajamas for my step-grandmother from my sex store.
Mm.
And I'd forgotten to take the security tag off. And I was like, oh, well, we'll just go to Crystal's and they'll probably have the same thing. You know, and they did. But I ended up walking my step-grandmother around the store and educating her on sex toys because she was curious. While my grandfather and my boyfriend are sitting in the parking lot.
What is going on?
Not amused.
It's just like any other store. Girls just go in and we just want to hang out and just look at everything.
I talked with the manager while I was there. It was great. What was your first experience? Well, you said you went into Rochester.
Yeah, I think what that was my first.
My first experience was, gosh.
Was it with me?
No.
Because I know you hadn't been to too many before.
I'd only been to one other one and it was Show World in this little podunk town called Canandaigua.
God.
Shout out to Show World. My first one was a Show World too, but in Rochester.
It was, I went in there with the boyfriend at the time because we didn't know where to buy condoms.
Oh.
And so we went to a sex store thinking, why not, right? It's
logical.
We're 18, wanting to be, you know, safe.
That makes sense.
It was probably the most nerve-wracking experience I've ever had. Because at that time, I had...
And nowadays, looking back, you know that buying condoms from a sex store is like the least... Like, giggle-inducing things you could buy from a sex store. Like, condoms, that's like, that's like water.
And it was just like, I mean, the place was really nice and all, but from what I remember, But it was so nerve-wracking. It was I was so nervous. Oh, my goodness. Thinking, oh, my God, what if someone I know is in here?
Yeah. That's what my step-grandmother said, that she had avoided crystals because she knew everybody in town. And I was like, well, obviously no one will care because they're also buying things.
This is called mutually assured destruction. If you're both there, you both have something on each other. You're good to go.
Oh, you mean like when I went, you and I went to a...
Oh, yes. When Lily and I went to a strip club, and Lily's getting a lap dance from two separate women at the same time. I'm sitting in the corner because that's what I do. Lily gets all the attention.
You creeper.
You weren't sitting in the corner. You were sitting next to me.
I was next to you. But, I mean, all the girls give you all the attention, and that's fine by me. That's cool. But because I... Anyway, next to Lily pulls up her coworker,
male coworker. Wasn't just a coworker. It was a manager of where I used to work.
Oh, manager. Oh.
And so I just looked at him. He looked at me and I was... He had horrified. And I just smiled because I knew he was there without his wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dirt.
And she's not the sort of wife...
Who would be okay with that?
I mean, you never know for sure, but it seems like that wouldn't be the case.
In theory.
Yeah. But, you know, what the nice thing is about today's world that we live in is that we're all extremely close to the best sex toys in the world because they're on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to find the best stuff. Unless you happen to live local to Brandy and you can get good teleport hole stuff locally. Otherwise, you can just buy your stuff through the internet. Or not anymore, right?
Well, I'm closing, so...
Yeah, we were very sad to hear about that.
Yeah. That sounds like, you know, you have other things in the mix that might be coming out later, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm still going to be working with silicone. Once I get done going through the last minute customs that were ordered, any leftover silicone I'll be pouring into pre-mades and dropping. And, I mean, you never know. I'm sure I'll be doing, like, if someone, like, wants to email me or private message me. But I won't be opposed to, down the line, you know, being like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, make, like, 5 of these. Be ready. You know?
Be ready, yeah. Special releases of,
right.
Of stuff. So, Brandy, I have a question for you by way of our listeners. What goes on at these mysterious furry meets?
Fur piles and scratching.
And, oh, God.
And is the password E-I-E-I-O?
No. What? Where did that even come from?
Oh, CSI episode.
Oh, that's right. Fur and Loathing in Las Vegas.
That's the one.
There's not even a fur meet in Las Vegas.
No, I know. It's crazy. Plushies and Furs Convention is
right?
What it's called.
So.
PEF.
So we host a meet called the Dragon's Den Meet at our house. And it's really just people drinking beer and like sketching. And I have a giant whiteboard with...
People being sketchy, you mean?
No.
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 You're there, you weirdo. So, like, we draw, we watch YouTube videos. I've got a big whiteboard called the Board of Innuendo.
Ah, yes.
That has
the little...
Awesome.
Yeah, it's got the little magnet words, like the poetry words. Only I got a magnet set of innuendos. But
so,
yeah.
these meets happen about once a month,
Once a month, not always. For ours.
And, you know, it's just like a little hangout. And I think, like, walking in there, you wouldn't even know it's a furry-related event until the fur pile happens. And,
right.
then
and that just means, you know,
people put on their fursuits.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll have a few people that'll bring their fursuits. And then later in the night, once they've drank, you know, their fill or snacked or whatever, they'll put on fursuits and just kind of hang out in their fursuit. We've got a fire pit in the backyard, so... Since it's been cooler, the fursuiters tend to, like, go in the backyard because fursuits are hot.
Yes.
You know, but now...
So hot.
And you
so
do
hot.
Have one person that I loved having over because he would do chess.
Lumi.
Yep.
Lumi is actually very active in the local BDSM community.
I did not know that either.
He is my go-to for BDSM safety information when I was working at Fascinations.
Oh,
so if
badass.
I had any questions, I would send them to him.
But yeah, the chess is always fun when I go.
He always brings chess.
Well, that's just about all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank our guests for being on. Thank you, Brandy. And I'd like to also thank Judge for being here. Well, we're going to have to bleep out that bark. I can't believe we'd say that. Jeez, Judge.
He learned it from me.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a good time. Thank you so much for being on our show, Brandy.
Thank you, Judge.
But yes, mostly thank you to Judge, who is my fan. After we recorded that, he signed a part of my body. I'm not going to say which, but I'm going to keep that signature forever. I love that dog. So as we mentioned during the segment, you know, we all are hanging out in the Telegram chat like nonstop nowadays. Brandy's there. Kudu Voodoo is there. You should stop by. Come say hi to us. You can ask us questions. You can just have fun with us. Send us cool pictures, whatever. It's a good time. You should definitely check it out. Link will be in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the Trisexuals Podcast. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
One thing I wanted to mention real quick is that we're going to have a couple different podcast streams available, or RSS feeds. So as of right now, there's an RSS feed that has just the podcast. There's an RSS feed that has just the reviews. And there's going to be an RSS feed that has podcasts and reviews. So we're going to post those links in the show note and check the website. You can subscribe to whichever of those you like. So remember to rate us on iTunes, tell your friends, and if you see me at one of those sketchy sex toy stores, you never saw me.
And phthalates and jelly toys are no friends of mine.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, all with my SPH.
Alright, goodbye everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I love you, Judge!
My name is Jack, na 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 na. I'm a necrophiliac, na 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 na. I fuck dead women, na 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 na. And I fill them with jism, na 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 na. I get frustrated, na 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 na. When they get cremated, na 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 na. Cause tries on must, na 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 na. I can't fuck dust!
All right, well, that was a disaster.